Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989898.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/savagepremium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive-time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/savagepremium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much.
We all have experiences that shake our faith. There are times where We have questions for God's plan relative to us. But that's precisely when we should remember Christ's own doubts and eventually
his own trials. What's the whisper in the doubts?
Jesus told us as much in the book of John.
Let me ask you something. Would you trust anyone who has Al Sharpton in the White House? Would you trust anyone to be telling you the truth who invites a street radical, an agitator, to an Easter prayer breakfast? I wouldn't. It's getting frightening. It's all about race now. Wherever I turn, it's race. Now I wake up and I see that the Democrats are blacklisting Walmart and Coke. Now, why are they blacklisting Walmart and Coca-Cola? Why? What does Coca-Cola have to do with anything? According to the wonderful, fine, upstanding citizens in the Congressional Black Caucus, they're leading a campaign against Coca-Cola and Walmart because these companies apparently want America not to be controlled by illegal aliens. In other words, they want voter ID laws put in place. Every poll shows that most Americans back voter ID laws. But the Congressional Black Caucus says that they are equal to segregation, and they want this knocked out. They want no voter ID laws. Now, why would black leaders not want voter ID laws? The only people who benefit from that are illegal aliens who are not citizens. They're the only ones who benefit from no voter ID laws. What's intriguing to me is that I feared this would happen. I feared that the way he would rig the election, steal the election, really, was through illegal aliens. I feared that. I said it to you at least 9 months ago, then 6 months ago. It's as though my prediction is coming true. And I want to talk about it. I have said to you that this is the most corrupt administration in our history. I've told it to you over and over again on my radio show. I've said that Barack Obama is presiding over the most corrupt administration in this country's history. I said he's bringing Chicago-style, strong-arm politics to Washington. You've heard that before, right? Well, here's a little fact for you. It came and went real quickly. This is why he's sure he's going to win the election. This is why he whispered to Medvedev with the closed mic, when I'm reelected. This is why he said when I'm reelected again the other day. You want the answer? It's found in four paragraphs on page 25 of Trickle Down Tyranny. How many predictions have I made in this country in any of my speeches or books that were right? Many, correct? Well, unfortunately, I'm right again. Page 25, Trickle Down Tyranny. You won't see it in any other book. You ready for it? Did you hear that the Obama administration has sold the rights to processing our election results to a private company? That this critical component of a free election, the transparent tabulation of votes, will now be handled not by individual precincts, but by a company over which we will have little control. Did you know about that? SOE, a U.S. elections results processing company, which has handled processing election results from over 500 American jurisdictions, has typically provided prompt reporting of precinct-level results. However, SOE was recently acquired by SCYTL, a vote processing company based in Spain. And this compromises the process enormously. Instead of producing election results trackable at the precinct level, votes will be transmitted to a central server where they will be counted. The problem is that once the votes are merged, it will be impossible to go back and check their integrity at the local level. I conclude this on page 25 with this. It is very likely that this is the final step in Barack Obama's corruption of the voting process. It has the promise of enabling him and his cohorts to control the outcomes of federal elections with no accountability. On top of that, it's one more step toward the formation of a global government. One of the aims of George Soros, whose puppet currently occupies the White House. Did you know that both Barack and Michelle Obama voluntarily gave up their law licenses and are not permitted to practice law in the United States? Why did he do that? It's the same sort of voluntary surrender that Bill Clinton made after he lied under oath. Are you aware of just how extensive the corruption was when Obama turned stimulus money? Well, I'm not going to read you the whole book. You bought the book. You're going to buy the book. However many sell. I would say to you that the story about vote rigging is the most important thing you can show to your so-called liberal wife, liberal husband, liberal child, because it's the end of freedom in America. Did you hear what I said? Do you think I made this up?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Who owns SCYTL, a vote processing company based in Spain? Anybody who can find out who was on the board of directors and call the show, I will give you three books. I will give you Trickle Down Tyranny. I will give you Abuse of Power. And I'll give you Trickle Up Poverty. If anyone can crack the code and tell me who this company is, who controls it, who owns it, you get three free books today. Everyone else who gets on the air, who has a good story to tell, we'll be getting a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. So I have a few questions for you on the Savage Nation. You remember when Bush was president? Remember? And remember when the liberals who went out of business did nothing but Bush bashing day in and day out? And people got fed up with it. And we in the conservative media would say, God, how can they get away with this? Why are they bashing Bush? It's boring. Can't they do anything else? Right? Well, do you think that my criticizing Obama on a daily basis... Do you think my writing a book where I show you in black and white with reference after reference after reference, do you think it's boring? Do you think it's necessary? Or do you think it's racist of me to even criticize the president? Do you think any criticism of Obama is based upon the fact that he is has an African father? Because I've seen reviews on Amazon.com that were positive. Then I saw the plants from the Democrat machine saying, oh, here's another guy who's hateful that there's a black guy in the White House and I don't like it. Savage repeatedly and falsely accuses the president of engaging in promoting socialist policies. Am I right or wrong? Who's right, me or this plant of the government? Because others love the book. They're saying, just finished chapter one. As with a lobster and steak dinner, I will keep eating. I certainly know why I've always called Michael the bullseye man. Others say Michael is the true voice of the American people. His book, Trickle Down Tyranny, is the best laid out plan to get the country back. I don't want to read you the reviews. I can't read things on the air. You know, it's an interesting thing about radio that when I read things, I lose my energy. I do spontaneous shows. I can't read even from my own book without losing energy. Would you believe it? It's a funny thing. One of these days I'll do a seminar on broadcasting, since I'm probably good at it. Consider I'm good at it. Never went to school for it. I'm a natural. Either you know how to walk on a tightrope or you don't. You can go to all the classes in the world and you're never going to be a great tightrope artist. But one of the things you got to understand is that talk radio has to be spontaneous to be good. People will turn off if you're reading something. I don't care if it's a bill in the Senate or even from your own book, no matter how scintillating it is. They want to hear the natural palabar. They want to hear you talk. They want to hear what you have to say. They want to hear it man to woman, woman to man. They want to hear it human to human. It's as simple as that. So it goes back to the first questions, which is Democrats boycott Coke and Walmart. Why are they boycotting Coke and Walmart over voter ID laws when most Americans understand that there's voter fraud, massive voter fraud? And the second question is, why are black leaders in favor of voter fraud? I don't quite understand that. There's only one conclusion you can draw. There's another element, the race. Race. Everywhere you turn, it's racist now. Racism. Everywhere you turn, they're steaming up like almost a race war. Why would this man invite Al Sharpton into the White House when the man is known to be a lowlife of the lowest order? Al Sharpton is a street agitator. Al Sharpton is a lowlife, in my opinion. Why would he be invited in the White House? How does that help the president get reelected with white people? Did you hear what I said? You want to make it racial? Let's make it racial. Let's make it racial. He's making it racial every day. And I'm going to say something now that is not that shocking. But I thought about something that hit me like 3 a.m. I woke up like in a shock. I said, here is a man, Barry Obama. He had a white mother and he had an African father, not an African-American father. And then a bell went off in my head. Because all the African people I've met in my life, I haven't met thousands, but I've met dozens in my life. African people who come to this country are usually very pro-American. They seem to love the country, but more importantly, they don't have a grudge. They don't have that attitude of anger and hatred and resentment, and you owe me. Africans have a whole different attitude. So where does Obama get off with playing the race card when his ancestors were never slaves? I don't know anyone who's ever seen this before. Am I making sense to you? Don't you understand it's all an act? He's taken on the mantle of the angry guy who has grievances against America. His dad was from Africa, God bless him. His mother was a white lady. So where's the resentment about slavery in him? Where is this coming from? He's using it as a tool, as he used it to get into the White House.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.